Said that for fucking yonks and yonks. Oh, I'll cut him, or I'll cut her. About the 20th time you've used that bollocks, that word, in about 5 minutes. Don't tell me it's a load of old bollocks, Tramp. The doctors over there leave a lot to be desired. I mean, what's his name? The eldest son of the Jim and Jim's next door neighbours. What's their names?
The one who cut his hand.
Cody's brother. Yeah. I mean, he's supposed to be a surgeon or a doctor, isn't he?
No, he's a trainee, isn't he?
God, fucking hell.
No, he hasn't even specialised.
Woe betide anybody who becomes ill in Australia, that's all I can say.
The thing is, why is Navy's got a mistake? I don't believe it.
Stood on this podium and she's talking to the Express and the Guardian and going like that, and they're taking photographs of her, and then you sort of pan round, the camera pans round, and you've got the Star and the Sun up and dressed going like that.
Fucking brilliant.
Typical Sun and Star.
Bad for some of these mates, 427 million out of the pension, you say?
So the Maxwell Group.
Was there a regular over? Is it? 500 million or so, 430 that I'll say, is out of the pension, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pension. Yeah, I reckon it's all withdrawn, short of the debt.
Probably to pay for his burial in the Holy Land.
He dies under material circumstances.
Thank you.
fantastic for.
What?
How does it go again?
So many pies. And it's the same as Murdoch, couldn't it? He's got too many fingers, too many pies. Okay, one group's making £1 million a day, where another group's losing £1 million a day. Or losing £2 million a day. If you've got too many fingers in too many pies. Yeah. Well, you think about it, he was the only rival to sort of Rupert Murdoch. I mean, and that's it, football clubs. So you're talking, what, £6 million for a player, or it's really top notch player now? It's a view, Bob. Yeah. Some of the teams he played for, isn't it? Yeah. What's it? Which clubs did he have? Oxford? And he was after Reading at one stage, wasn't he?
It's a very dodgy game.
Let's say it takes to run a football club, say about £100 million a year. Would you say that?
Aye.
To run a football club, about £100 million a year? About £50 million a year. Yeah. Hell of a lot.
Yeah, especially the mega bucks they pay these footballers.
John Barnes on $5,000.
John Barnes. Madrid or Juventus or something. Sampdoria. Why do you think the shots ain't doing so well?
Oh, yeah, we're there. that it'll be much good by then.
Australia, New Zealand.
Well, he's not as big as any of those I've just named.
I bet you they.
No, maybe not in Australia and New Zealand.
but
I'm saying anyway. Yeah, I like
big in Europe as well. That's the only trouble. I mean, half of these comedians you've got, the film comedians, they've started off
all of them
as stand-up comics, but they've graduated to film.
Yeah, all of them I've just named are now.
Rowan Atkinson.
TV remote controller. And he says, I don't need you, I just need this TV remote controller and this desk lamp. He's got there.
Woman,
and he sees this really pretty woman, but like she's got glasses on and got like big glasses on. She's probably,
oh, well,
I don't, really, I don't really know. You know, oh, come on, we'll have fun. No, I don't. Bit of a, I don't really know. Like this, and he fucking, he gets let in this house, and
fucking next.
He says, "Well, just wait a minute. I'll just get everything ready." He says, "Just come in when you're ready." So he walks in.
Yeah.
No, he walks in and there's this fucking big like contraption thing there, right? And she's standing there. Stiletto heels, fucking whips and stuff. And she says, "Right, get in." What? Don't answer back to me. And he's fucking on this thing and he's going round and round and round. He says, "I think I may be in love." You know, he's fucking come out. He's looking really awful. And meanwhile, this James Ritter character, he's fucking, he stopped the robbery and sent the police, and they're all going, "Wow, what a guy." That is a funny film.
Real man.
Who was that? Mr. Destiny's alright. It's not brilliantly funny, but it's an alright film as well.
Ready.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger.
When he drops that fucking cup of coffee on his bonnet, that's some disorder.
Yeah. I love him in K-9, I think.
Wow, look at that pup! Let's get this straight. The one with mine, okay?
Wow, look at that pup. Look.
Turner and Hooch was funny.
Oh, I thought the ending
was probably the best Tom Hanks film that's ever been. He's been shit.
I don't know, I really like Tom Hanks.
This the big,
I thought that was good. It took me a long while though to realise that was Meg Ryan at the beginning.
Yes, right, they were all the way through.
The thing is, I knew there was Meg Ryan in the film, and I thought, I've seen that actress, because I'm always on about knowing face names and
maybe I should kill myself.
But she's going up. Oh, I know that. No, she's really dowdy, quite pretty, but really dowdy. And then the next one you see is she's this real bam, she's got quite old fucking high high boots and shit like this. She's a real trendy sort of bimbo type character, isn't she? Long straight orangey red hair.
That is quick.
So and I thought, fucking hell, now she looks familiar as well. I've seen that tweet and it's the same, it's Meg Ryan playing a boat. And then Meg Ryan comes out.
I find all that glory.
And it's really funny.
Don't worry about it.
We wouldn't.
I wouldn't. I think I'll go home early or not. I'm going to go home at 4:30. Then.
Beg forgiveness, he said. Please get off my chest. Fucking odds.
Oh, that's good.
It's got pounds for me, it's got that. Definitely change yourself.
Don't you normally go in a garage and do it?
Yeah.
Why can't you change it in the garage?
Some garages say no.
Bollocks. I can't believe that any garage would refuse to give you a 10 pence for their own machine.
I'll ask for 10 pence.
So what's fucking new?
Aye?
You heard?
Nothing. I'm gonna repeat that.
So what's fucking new?
Cheap.
Yeah, I bet.